Be there at 6:45, they said. 6:45 for a 7 o'clock start. I buzzed at the door. I stepped off Newton Road on a dark Friday night as a city's worth of commuters rushed to get away for the weekend and into a labyrinth of recording studios where people were scurrying about in every direction. There were computers set up in the hall, a photographer with multiple camera straps slung over his shoulder, people pouring wine and beers, headphones everywhere. Tim Finn rushed past. "Hey, man. Hey, man." I could hear strings tuning somewhere in the background. "Take a look," said the record company. A room with an orchestra dressed in black. It was a space not much bigger than your lounge room. I chatted to a little girl who was sitting next to the harp. "Is that yours?" "Nah, my mum works here." They were right about the 7 o'clock start. Just beforehand, we rushed into place, sat, squat, on piano stools down by the window at the very front of the control room, gazing into the musician's space at Roundhead Studios. Neil and Tim each sat at a microphone, a guitar in their arms. Hi-8 camera footage of the two brothers as children projected onto a screen behind them. They began to play. "There's an old wreck in the underpass, wine in a glass, and a well-traveled bitch down the length and breadth of a motorway, down the information highway. I took a ride in Angel's Peak, and she took me away to where the hills are steep, and she made me come alive in a red vinyl seat. Yeah, I took a ride." I've never been to Roundhead Studios before. What an incredible place. Wikipedia reliably informs me that Kanye West recorded there. Wilco took residency once, Katy Tunstall, all manner of New Zealand artists. There's still a cigarette stain on the console that was left by Keith Moon.
"She's a mood swinging man with a bag of tricks.
Elroy.
Never know where he's at."
Oh, there we go, Elroy.
"He's the life of the party when he's doing his tricks. The drag when he's flat. He throws his back. He's a mood swinging man."
Neil Finn is undertaking an incredibly ambitious project. On Friday nights, he broadcasts a live session from Roundhead, playing new songs and some old favourites. The production quality is startlingly high. High-quality HD cameras on dolly rigs, beautiful, soft lighting. I honestly couldn't speak. I just sat there last night and soaked it in. And all the while, the whole thing was broadcast live for free on Facebook.
I was just kind of comparing the kind of campfire with a bit more.
And which one were you recommending?
Well, I went with the...
So I went with campfire.
That's
there's
good,
something,
though.
Something in the combination that was quite good, I think.
Throughout the session, Neil and Tim would pause to talk and reminisce. "Oh, look at the pictures, Tim. There you are throwing a rugby ball. Oh, look at that old car. Goodness me." They even made a couple of international Skype calls to really show off the breadth of their reach. At one point, Neil invited his son, Elroy, into the studio and then crossed to his other son, Liam, in Los Angeles. Father harmonising with sons across the world. They played music. It was amazing. The most moving moment of the evening, though, came partway through. Neil and Tim were watching the old images of themselves, I don't know, 50 years old maybe, projected onto the screen. And as Tim moved across the room, left his guitar behind to take place at a grand old Steinway piano, he lamented that it would be nice to have some mood music. Some strings, perhaps. Lo and behold, to the surprise of the tens of thousands of people watching from all around the world, the screen slowly pulled back to reveal the orchestra that waited.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day.
Between the musicians who contributed, the incredibly ambitious effort to broadcast such high-quality production over the internet, and the Finns' incredible music talent, it was one of the most profound artistic moments I have ever experienced. Jack Tame.